It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation. An engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, Scott. We got to get to you because we have a special guest. So let's get to your muy rápido 5 minutes in finance.
And then kick me out.
All right, we'll do that.
The fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
So what's going on? What happened with Friday's market?
Friday's market, pretty good market. You know, not an eye-popper, but pretty good overall. We'll take green days any day. The Dow up 24 points, closed at 13,229 for the week. S&P up 3, finished the week above 1,400. Happy about that. NASDAQ up 18 at 3,069. So pretty good levels there across the board. Best level we've seen in the Dow in about 4 years.
All right, so we have a GDP number we're going to talk about, right?
Yeah, if we have time, we'll get to it.
Scott and I had a bet earlier in the week. We talked about what GDP would be and what the number would come in at. And my number was below 2.7. Scott's was 2.7 or higher. And the reason I'm bringing that up now is I can't believe the market's up with the release of that data.
Well, earnings season is so strong.
It's like a drug cocktail, or it's a shot of tequila when you don't know that you're injured or you're not feeling well, but the tequila's in your system. That's what the earnings season is doing.
Well, the market should be driven on nothing but earnings. I mean, in a pure world, but really more just eye-popping earnings announcements on Friday. Amazon really, really blew past their number. The stock on Friday was up $30 a share, which is about 15%. Also Expedia, you know, the discount travel website, really, really big number, up $8, over 24%. A good number from Ford, kind of mixed numbers offsetting those a little bit from Procter & Gamble, but also a good number from Merck. So across the board, earnings season really this time around has just been so, so very, very good. Looking at the week ahead, it's going to be a very, very important week looking ahead. Tuesday, we have the ISM Manufacturing Index. So, you know, we'll get a look at the nationwide manufacturing strength. Also, earnings from BP and Pfizer on Tuesday. Wednesday, we start with the big important employment numbers. We get the ADP private jobs number on Wednesday. Earnings from Clorox, Visa, and Comcast. On Thursday, we get the weekly jobless claims and ISM non-manufacturing. Also, earnings from GM and Kraft. And then Friday is the big, big, big day with the April unemployment figures.
All right. So where was the GDP number you had?
GDP came in at 2.2. Disappointing analysts who had expected 2.5.
Wow. What do you think of that, Lisa? You think that's bad news? I love it. Lisa has some humor. She has to humor me. I'm sorry. She has to, man. You got to put up with it. Okay.
2.2%. Now, that's down. That's an annual rate, an annual growth rate. At 2.2% is definitely disappointing. Analysts looking for 2.5. Previous quarter was 3%, which really was a pretty exciting number. It's an easy number to analyze, though, because they break it down a lot of ways. Business spending and government spending were the biggest drags on GDP. They both shrank from the previous announcement. Business spending fell at a rate of 2.1% after rising 5.2%. A lot of that is based on inventory building. A lot of it is based on warm weather in the Northeast that allowed them to kind of get ahead of their season. So I'm not too concerned about it. Most of the strength in the GDP number was in consumer spending, which makes up about 70% of economic activity, increased at a rate of 2.9%.
I'm a little surprised with the, I get the governmental pullback. The business spending, I guess it's just that they got ahead with the weather and
they had been stacking inventory for a couple months.
Okay.
So no big surprise there, but I'm pleased about the consumer spending figure. And to top that off, sort of back up that the validity of that data, consumer sentiment report came out on Friday. It's the Michigan, University of Michigan number. We got a good number there too. 76.4. It's a diffusion index. I still don't get that.
Well, whenever you say diffusion, you're going to get the bull. You're going to get the steer, the cow sound, because it's nobody knows what that means, man. Okay. You want to define it one more time?
It's really all it is all diffusion index is it has a base. In this case, it's 50. So the further above 50 you are, the stronger the indicator, and the further below 50, the more negative the indicator. So if the number comes in at 49 or 51, it's a tepid number, but it coming at 76.4, that's a lot of strength in consumer sentiment.
All right, very good. 70% of our listeners just changed their channel.
That's all right. And the last thing I wanted to tell you about, a little bit of a different kind of a marketing idea here. This one from overseas in South Africa. Apparently, the president of South Africa is a known polygamist, and to sort of tag on to that, the discount airline in South Africa called Kulula Airlines says that if you bring all four of your wives with you on a flight, your fourth wife flies for free.
That's terrible.
In honor of the president recently having married his fourth wife. He's been married six times. He currently has four wives.
You know, if he's got four wives, he should fly free on another plane.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. We'll let that one be. And Lisa's giving us our 5-second warning. Are you done?
Done.
Wow. In
busy,
and out.
Busy, busy week. The week ahead is going to be really busy, especially Friday.
We'll have plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you run and get back to managing those portfolios, which you are doing very well, by the way.
Thank you.
We are ahead of pretty much on all of our portfolios. We're ahead of the benchmarks for the first quarter.
We're having a very good year.
So, well, we are. And thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have a special guest for you, Dr. Elizabeth Kruger. And she's going to talk with us about marketing strategies. So for those business owners listening, but also for individuals, how they can apply these things in their personal lives. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
All right, we are back, and I am joined in my studio by a longtime friend, Dr. Betsy Kruger. She corrected me on the break. She said, Elizabeth, a little too stuffy, David, so it's Betsy. I thought I was the only one that got to call you Betsy.
No, lots of people get to call me Betsy.
All right. Well, Dr. Kruger is an author, and she has written the book, Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule. And you have that book, and I know you're working on at least a couple more.
Yes, one in particular.
Very good. And the plan name for that book, that's going to be out shortly?
No,
not right away.
Real fast when it comes to
I thought you were doing
writing.
These like once a week, no?
No, no.
Okay. Betsy and I know that it takes time to write a book. So the next one's going to be called Prioritize for Win-Win Results, Pursue Your Ambitions.
That's it.
Very good. Well, let's talk about what we've got and what I'm holding in my hands, which is your first. This is your first book?
Yes.
All right. Very mm-hmm. good. And you've been a professor?
Yes, I have.
And so you've taught at the college level. I know that marketing was a lot of what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And this book then is written for, who's the audience for this book? Who would be somebody that would be good to read this book and apply the principles?
Actually, any entrepreneur would get a lot out of it, but it's being used as a supplement in college courses.
Oh, very good. So this is something then that a business owner is out there who is trying to grow their business. And I don't know any business owner that isn't trying to grow their business.
That's true, in particular now.
Yeah. So this is something then that they would look at. And give us the heart of what you're trying to accomplish with writing this book.
What it basically says is target the best and delegate the rest. In other words, look at your customers and see which ones are really bringing in your profits. Focus on what they want and provide them exactly what that is and get more just like them, and let the other customers fall by the wayside.
It sounds so cruel. That's how you're going to let them go. I was talking with Dr. Kruger before we started the show. I'm like, I love my clients. If they were jerks, then it would be easy, but they're so nice, and I would have a hard time doing that. So if you're listening, Holland Financial is not going to apply the let go of any client part of this, but I get your point is you don't want to spend time on people that as a business that aren't profitable for you.
And it goes the other way too. If they aren't really satisfied with your company, maybe another company will satisfy them better.
And so your ability as a business owner to get a profit or be profitable, because every business has to be or it can't be in business.
Right.
That, in your view, that's linked directly to also how the consumer or the client sees the relationship.
Absolutely. Let's take Harley-Davidson as an example. They were on the cusp of bankruptcy in 1981, and one of the Davidsons bought back the company with some friends and totally turned it around by focusing on the best customers, the most profitable, loyal, heavy users, and letting the other ones go. You don't try to be all things to all people. The other ones were like the Hell's Angel rebels, and they were not profitable for Harley-Davidson, so they let him go and really focused on those loyal brand users that just love to customize their bikes and make their sound.
I hope you captured that, Lisa. You're gonna use that for a sound effect. Well, so yeah, the Hell's Angels guys are probably not going to be also a good candidate for trading in their motorcycle on another one anytime soon.
That's right.
You know, they're not going to be, chroming up the bike or doing any of the fancy stuff that we know that a lot of guys and gals like to do with their bikes. So it wasn't that they didn't recognize that those consumers, you know, can spend money, but they're putting all their energy is focused on marketing their services to the ones that really they see can benefit and be. So it's good for the consumer, good for them.
Actually, the consumers that buy Harley-Davidsons, they're proud of their image. They are upstanding people that just like to go out and have freedom from the cage.
So they're in the way that they are, that's, I get that then. So that's how they're actually helping to reinforce the brand.
Absolutely. And the Hell's Angel rebels, those are not the type of people the Harley-Davidson people want to associate with.
That's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. And to make it even, funnier is that those upstanding kind of classier ones are going to be the ones that will even buy the jacket advertising for Harley-Davidson.
Oh, absolutely. They self-promote all the time.
Okay. So with other types of businesses, what have you seen? Do they basically look at trying to analyze their existing clientele? I guess that's one of the first steps, is getting a good handle on who your clients are, right?
Yes. For example, Robert Iacco is a insurance. He's president of 4 insurance companies. And they looked at their book of clients. And we'll come back and talk more about that later.
Okay,
it's
let's take a quick break. I know Bob, and I know he's very much on top of his game with the insurance agencies and what he's doing. So let's take a quick break, and we'll spend a little more time with Dr. Betsy Kruger and her book, Top Marketing Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule. Stay tuned.
If you like what you hear, you'll love what you see. Watch Real Money with David Holland, the TV show, Mondays at 12:30 p.m. on WESH Channel 2. Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule a free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
All right, we're back. And if you're just joining us, I have Dr. Betsy Krueger, longtime friend, in my studio with me. I'm delighted to have her come on and talk with you about her book and her ideas, which have been very well received, Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule. And if you want to get a copy of that, you go to BetsyKrueger.com. And if you'd like to see her, she's got a YouTube video and some other information, and see her teaching, SegmentMarket.com. How's that?
Sounds good. SegmentMarket.com.
Okay, very good. So more about this strategy for business owners. We started to talk about it where you want to use the example of Robert Iacocca, who he's in the insurance business. He's an insurance agency owner.
Yes, he's partners with four different insurance companies.
Okay, and
he's
applied your philosophy.
Yes, in fact, he wrote the preface for the book.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And I actually worked with Bob at Brown & Brown.
Right.
Over 15 years ago.
And you guys look a bit the same, too.
He's a handsome fellow, let me tell you.
Oh, he's very handsome, but I don't know what happened to you.
I know. Thank you very much. I was going to say that Betsy's partial. Now I can't. But so he's made this work. He's actually, so he looked at his clientele?
Yes, he did. At Brown & Brown, they had a policy that the top 20% of their customers got special hands-on treatment, while the other ones had automated interactions. And that way, they said the top 20% brought in 80% of the sales, and that's true also of profits. Now, Robert didn't really believe this, but when he started his own group of companies, he found that this was absolutely true for every single one of them. The top 20% of the customers brought in 80% of the sales and 80% of the profits. So he became a believer, and as a result, he took every salesman's book of customers, he cut off 80% of the customers and automated the interactions with them. And with the remaining 20% of the customers, the salesman could get 80% of their commissions from just those few customers. So on the other 4 days of the week, they could go out fishing, or they could go fishing for more customers.
I'm sure that I know Bob well enough to know which one he told them they need to do. So it's about, and the other thing, of course, and I'm sure you well recognize this, and that is that by eliminating, creating more automation and getting, people are still getting service, it's just a little different level of service. Obviously, people that have a larger impact on a business are going to get different attention than another. So what happened is they had kind of their schedule cleared, so to speak, and now they want to fill it and they don't have any excuses.
That's right. They have four more days to find new customers, just like the top 20%.
Well, I will say that I definitely have clients that from a financial advisor business, and so this is what I know. I've been doing it for, well, I've been in financial services for 20 years, as you know, and 15 years coming up July for Holland Financial. And I know from experience, a lot of other advisors tell me the same thing. We know who are the clients. This should not be a surprise to you out there, ladies and gentlemen. We know who you are. We know the ones that are nice and easy to work with and that are just a pure joy. And we also know the ones that are a little bit more, shall we say, difficult and demanding. And we know who you are. So so if we follow Dr. Krueger's advice, watch out. But this is something that businesses need to be aware of.
Absolutely.
So do we, in applying this, how does the business owner then make that transition to market to that quote-unquote preferred clientele?
You look very carefully at that top 20% of your customers. See what products and services they want, where they want it, what they expect to pay, what really appeals to them, what is their motivation, their buying behavior. And when you develop your product offering to be exactly what they want and very distinct from the normal type of business, then you will appeal to them and bring more in. And of course, you can ask for referrals because they are proud of the decision they made and want their friends to make the same decision.
And in doing that, would you recommend to whatever business it is? They literally say, I'd like you to refer your friends. How would you recommend they do that? That's always something that, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. I want to let you think about that. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, you have to come back to hear the answer of how Dr. Betsy Krueger recommends that you business owners out there ask for referrals from your clients. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. And if you're just joining us, you've missed out on some good stuff, but it's okay. It will replay, or it will be available, I should say, on our website. You can go to davidholland.com and you can listen to the program. We post that and you can go back and listen to that at your leisure. But for those of you sticking with us, or if you're just joining us, Dr. Betsy Krueger is with me in the studio. I've known Betsy a long time. She's written the book, Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule. And she is about to give us the secret to how you ask your best clients for referrals. I'm all ears.
I'm going to talk about Don Gougeot.
Okay.
From Houston, Texas. And I used to travel with him as he did his sales calls because it was so curious. He was a physician and he put himself through medical school selling pots and pans door to door. He was a millionaire, but he didn't get it being a physician selling pots and pans door to door.
How do you like that?
To Caribbean nurses. And he would come in the door, compliment the home. He would make them so proud that they provide good tools to cook the food for the family. And of course, the wife had to express how much she cared about having good tools. And it grew into that he would ask them how much money was left over per week. And that's how much of pots and pans he tried to sell them. And they were just so proud to love their family and provide good tools that they bought. And he asked them who else would be interested in providing good tools for cooking the lovely food for the family. And sure enough, they would each one recommend, let's say, five more Caribbean nurses. He went from one to another, selling his pots and pans and became a millionaire.
That's amazing. So his approach and the approach for business owners in working with those top clients to get them to refer, first step, make them proud of you. Make them proud to have you as their service provider.
Yes.
Okay.
They knew he was a physician and he was so humble and gracious about coming into their home.
I think this is something I could do. That's me. I can do that. I'm making notes over here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm writing this down. Number one, make clients proud of your services. Well, as you know, obviously, I've tried to do that with, this is not the motivation, but I've written a couple of books and I have a TV show. And of course, as you know, I have a radio program. And so I hope my clients are proud of me and they are proud to be associated with Holland Financial and the work that we do. And we really try to help them.
And the trick is to be humble and give them the glory that you are a humble servant of them, helping them provide better tools for their family.
Okay, excellent. All right, so after we've done that, what's next? Do you do anything else to cultivate that?
Well, you've already got the referrals and you do follow up after the pots and pans have arrived to make sure that they are using it to express the love for the family.
All right. And feedback, do you recommend surveys of clients, these top clients you're trying to clone, if you will? Do you prefer like an advisory board, or how would you figure out what it is that they want so you can make sure you're giving it to them?
My book, which is Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule, has a survey in it. It's very formalized because it's taught in college. But my next book is How to Do It Intuitively. You just think through who does seem to be your loyal heavy users, who does seem to reflect the great satisfaction with your brand, and then you try to clone them. more of your prospects become these very productive, profitable customers.
Okay, so know the client. Know the client first that you want to duplicate or have more of. And again, every business I know, especially the financial world, there's not a financial advisor I know on the that I and I've talked to hundreds of them over the years, hundreds, and there's not one of them that wouldn't like to have an additional client.
Oh, absolutely. Or at least, and get rid of some. So let's talk about when you choose which customers you want to focus on. That means that you are figuring out which ones you want to delegate
so
to your competitor.
When you say delegate, you're saying that nicely.
I'm trying
really
to.
You really mean
get
fire
rid of
them. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Dr. Betsy Krueger, and she's going to tell you how to fire your clients. I can't believe it, Betsy. We'll come right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Okay, sorry. Oh, I hope the mic wasn't hot, right, Lisa? We've had a couple of run-ins this week where, like, the politicians were talking on a hot mic.
Oh, they have problems, don't they?
They get themselves in trouble. All right, so right before the break, Dr. Krueger, that's Betsy Krueger, top market strategy applying the 80-20. And again, real quick, the website segmentmarket.com is a website you can see her teaching and the YouTube video. And then BetsyKrueger.com, you can get the book.
Right.
Very good. So how in the world does a business fire, you say delegate, that's very, very gentle. How do they fire clients that just don't match up with this new paradigm or this new model they're trying to embrace?
One of my friends is a financial advisor for a different company, and they are actually taught for those customers that don't have a big portfolio. They find a competitor that wants to take them on and actually introduce them and give them to the competitor.
And basically say that we think that this person can do a better job for you than we can?
Yes, you make it positive.
Okay.
Because when you have a big portfolio, that makes it much more profitable and takes a more sophisticated financial analyst.
I got you. So you, somebody that maybe specializes in your, to that person, your type of accounts or your type.
Yes.
Well, I will tell you, if any other advisors are listening, and I'm sure they do because they, you know, they like the educational material that my show provides them. Wink, wink. So what I would say to them is I'm not giving them any. They're not getting any from me. Okay, I'm not letting anybody go, but I get your point, and I will say this because it does go in line with what you're talking about. We don't handle accounts that are very small, and we also don't usually work for people that have they're 25 years old and they're just starting out. That's not our model. We work a lot with people that have either retired or they've got retirement on the brain.
So they have a minimum portfolio to begin with.
Yes.
And they are of a certain age,
exactly.
So you know it's retirement oriented.
So I'm already screening them out before they become a client. Now, if they do fall in that other category, like you're saying, I will recommend other folks out there.
Now, Bank of America tried to do this by charging fees when a customer didn't use their
services much. Yeah, that didn't go so well, did it?
No, it didn't. Great. Bad backlash.
All right, we're not going to do that.
But you can have stratified policies such as quantity discounts or allocate the less profitable customers to automated interactions. As long as they're stratified policies, they're acceptable with the law.
Okay, well, that's good. So the key thing is to focus on and also focus on what you do well and what you should be doing well. I tell people all the time that if you ask somebody to do something outside of what they normally do, they're not going to be good at it.
That's exactly right.
Financial service or other business, if somebody comes in and they want retirement planning, I'm going to be really good at that. But if they come in and they want to talk about, I don't know, car loan or something, you know, again, for a 25-year-old, it's not really going to be my area. Do you believe we're out of time already? We're done. We are done. That's it, right, Lisa? We're out of time. So Dr. Betsy Krueger, top market strategy, applying the 80-20 rule. We need about 3 hours to cover what we need to cover, but we're done. So thank you for being on the program.
Well, this has been a pure joy. I've really enjoyed talking to you. And my new book is going to be out. It's going to be Prioritize for Win-Win Results. Pursue Your Ambitions.
And that's what we're going to do. And ladies and gentlemen, you pursue your ambitions and be sure to tune in again. Thanks.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 ton, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.